Welcome to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, your host for tonight, and along with my beautiful co-host, Blair Schulman.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
Glad you're listening with us. Tonight in the studio, we have Vox Naro. It's a group that celebrates the immigrant communities, and it's funded. The project is funded by a rocket grant from the Andy Warhol Foundation, working with Charlotte Street and the Spencer Museum in Lawrence, Kansas. The grant provides funding for 7 events, and to date, 6 events have been presented, including the Vietnamese, Kurdish, Palestinian, Indian, Persian, and Bhutanese communities. The project has been extended by collaboration with the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library to add 3 more presentations this year. Tonight in the studio, we have members of Vox Naro, Rhiannon Ross, Michelle Pond, Sharon Iger, Judith Towser Roberts, David Arnold Hughes. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
We got quite a crowd in here, so let's begin with the project itself. How did that come about? Can you tell me about the origins? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Rhiannon Ross with Vox Naro. Yes, two years ago, during an outreach committee meeting, Jose Faust approached us all and was working on a grant to submit to Charlotte Street and for the rocket grant, and wanted some ideas about a community outreach program. And then he had been working on one with the a community in, do you remember what it was, Judith? I can't. No, it was in Kansas City, Kansas.
Uh-huh. Was it the Hmong?
Yes, thank you. It was the Hmong community in Kansas City, Kansas. And so the idea came about to use that as a model and expand the program to new immigrant communities throughout Kansas City. And then, Sharon, would you like to talk about the program?
Well, part of the idea was that the locations where we would have our events would be out in the community. And basically what we did, we learned, we got a lot. Each one of us, I think, would be willing to say we got more out of the project than
terrific
by just studying the communities and realizing the diversity in our city. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
So how do the events unfold? It's music, performance, literature?
Food, always food, dance. Take
food
as many of the
connector.
Arts as we can.
Sure. Even. And so each of you had a specific role with the different communities, Michelle?
Right.
Or David?
Go ahead, Michelle.
Sharon and I collaborated and worked with the Bhutanese community, and the country is nestled in the Himalayas between Tibet and Nepali. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting about it is that the north and the south, the north is more like the Tibetan culture, and the south is more like the Nepali culture. Mm-hmm. So we had those two different sides, and we were able to go, and the community works with a community garden in Kansas City, Kansas, so we visited that, and we found a knitting group. Mm. Also of women who we talked to, and then they came to some of them came to the program and actually provided some food for us.
And so that's how they became involved with just in a small setting, and then invited them to.
Yes, we just tried to learn as much as we could about the communities that were here in the Kansas City area, and then go out and talk to different people and some of the different organizations that serve them.
And David?
Yeah, I first got involved in the program through Rhiannon and Jose. They suggested it to me, and I really wasn't sure what I was getting involved in. In fact, being a writer, they wanted to know if I would work with the immigrant community. I thought they wanted me to help them write their story about their immigration to America. But it turned out to be a lot more involved in that. And it was a really good program for not only for the immigrant communities, but for the people of this country. Because, I mean, really, we're a country of immigrants. And I think a long time ago, they came up with this beautiful idea for our country. And we are over here for a while. We start getting shaded. And it looks like this whole house of cards is going to come falling down. But with every generation, a bunch of bright new immigrants come in here, and they believe in that dream, and I think that's what has kept America going so long. So anyway, I chose the Kurdish community, and I was introduced to a young lady named Ashti Hama, and she turned out to be a brilliant, energetic young woman that had a lot of connections within the Kurdish community, and she helped me put that together. And I tell you, she deserves a lot more of the credit than I do. But we had a wonderful program up at the Northeast Branch Library. We had Kurdish food, Kurdish dance, Kurdish art. We had a short video about the current political situation over there. And Ashti and her family actually are they are, actually are war refugees, refugees from that country. They moved here some years ago and have lived in the Kansas City community ever since. So that was my part of it, and really enjoyed the work with the community. And that's about all I have to say about my part.
Excellent. And Judith, in your role with Fox Naro, you worked with which community?
Palestinian community, Judith Taus Roberts. I live in Raytown and knew that there is a Muslim school and mosque at 99th and James E. Reed Road. So that was my connection with the Palestinian community, which has enlarged about the last 5 years. I connected with a mother and a father who had come from Palestinian community and set up in Raytown, Missouri. And helped me put together a celebration of the Palestinian community. We advertised. We also had dance. We had Palestinian music. We had Palestinian food. The most interesting part was this mother and father team explained to the crowd that was there how they had become refugees, what was going on in Palestine that they had to flee, and how bringing their children with them and setting their children up in the community, in the schools, was an important part of that, and how glad they were to be in the American community now.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And joining us in the studio is Jose Faust, and your role in Vox Naro, my friend.
Well, I think Rihanna covered
for me. Tried to.
She tried to cover for you.
Oh, yeah, cover for you, right.
Stuck outside. No, it's really just to kind of like, I think a lot of people have said, is to celebrate these communities. But I think one of the things is that a lot of the communities tend to be homogenized. So they have celebrations a lot for themselves, and we really don't do a very good job at reaching out to them or them reaching out to us. You get kind of insular. And so that was the basic idea behind the program, was to get these communities out and have a celebration where more of the community could come in. And it wouldn't be just for themselves, but it would be for us, too. I did one just this past weekend with an Indian community. Worked with a friend of mine, Anjali Tata Hudson, and she's a dancer. We did a project together at the Jewish Community Center, and I just really loved, she has a dance troupe, a contemporary Indian dance troupe, and I really loved the energy and the costume that came out of that. So we got to talking about it, and I just said, hey, let's do it. Let's see if we can make something happen. And so she brought in her group. We had some personal narratives. It turned out, too, what is his name, Kush Sharma, who was the young boy that I think was in the news a lot. He went through, like, 90 rounds in the spelling bee, and they still ended up tied.
Yeah.
And then he had to come back, and they did 30 more rounds. That's his library. He lives in the Northeast area with his family, so he became part of the program. And I think that's the other facet of it. I think the nice collaboration with the library is that the library tends to be the most democratizing thing you can find. It's free. There's a lot of very programming. If you don't speak the language, you can find resources there. So for me, it has been just a really beautiful place for the library to have stepped up and allowed us to do these programs.
Now, though, with each celebration with the communities, they're not typically always at the library, right? They're different locations.
Most of the programs have been, I guess I would say, four out of the six, and then Judith did the one in the community, and Sharon did one in the community also.
So you're working with the businesses in the community to support each group, is that right?
Yes, this is Sharon again. Uh-huh. We were right out in Westport in front of a restaurant, and the rug company put beautiful carpets out for us, and that was kind of our art. It was about 105 degrees.
Last June.
It was June. I don't know, y'all remember?
Yeah.
We had a beautiful dancer who came, and it was children sitting on the carpets. I liked that part of it. And then we had music, so we had live music out there. And I thought it was great that the rug company brought out these beautiful carpets so we could sit. And it just added, it was right in the street. So
it's been successful not only with the businesses but the community, but for individuals yourself as writers and working with people that are very talented in the arts and performance. It's been a good partnership, and it's going to continue the rest of this year, or how long does that will it take place?
Well, there's going to be one more event at the library to finish off the grant. It'll be June 14th, Saturday. Mm-hmm. It'll be a librarian event, and Judy, Michelle, and Rihanna are working on it. And then the library kind of has liked the event enough that they've asked us to do three more events. So I'm going to coordinate three more events, hopefully a Native American, another African event, perhaps a Caribbean community. So we'll have there'll be three more in addition to that. The library is going to be a partner now to finish them out.
Now, if our listeners want more information, and we'll continue to talk about it. We're going to take a real quick break. But if they want more information, who do they contact, or how do they get a hold of the information that they need to know where the next event's going to take place? Rihanna?
Yes, the next event, as Jose was saying, is the Librarian Celebration on Saturday, June 14th at 2 p.m., and it will be at the Kansas City Public Library, Northeast Branch, 6000 Wilson Road. And that phone number is 816-701-3485.
Excellent. And we're going to give that information to you again. We're just going to take a real quick break. You can just kind of stretch a little bit and moan and groan, and we'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio. Listening to ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd at 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We're in the studio with members of Vox Narrow, and we have Michelle Pond, David Arnold Hughes, Sharon Eicher, Jose Faust, Rhiannon Ross, and Judith Cowles Roberts. Yeah, that's our Vox Narrow team. So we were talking during the break about the name. If anyone wants to field that question, how did the name come up? It's such an unusual name, Vox Narrow.
This is Rhiannon again. Yes, we were researching names, and I, about 20 years ago, belonged to a performance, a women's-only performance art group called Vox Anima, which what means voice of the female spirit in Latin. And so I like the vox, meaning voice, and so I did some research and came up with Nara, which is Latin for narration. And so I had some other ideas, too, and sent them to Jose, and he loved Vox Nero, and he expanded upon that, saying, tell me a story. Vox Nero, tell me a story.
And that was through the Rocket Grant that you received that, right?
Yeah, the Rocket Grant is a program that's administered by Charles Street and the Spencer Museum for money provided by the Andy Warhol Foundation. And the idea is to basically, it's an arts-oriented program, but the twist on it is that it's a non-traditional venue, and a lot of it is also non-traditional in the presentation. So I think this idea of community is part of a broader engagement. The art doesn't sit in one place. You see it, you ignore it, you go away, you actually have an experience with it.
What sort of comments or feedback have you all received in the community since this project started last year?
Well, I think I had some wonderful feedback at the event, people coming up, and we probably had about 80 people at our event at the Northeast Library, and two things. One of the people in the family, that we worked with, came up to me after the event, and she said, "I felt like I was in Bhutan today."
Wow!
So that was, and then a woman, as I said, some of the women from the knitting group that I engaged with, came in and brought food, and so I went up to one of them who I saw her sitting, and I went up to her to thank her, and when I said thank you, she stopped and looked at me for a second, and then she stood up and she put her hand out to shake my hand.
Oh, wow.
And I still get emotional talking about it, because it was just, I just thought, you know, well, this is what she feels she's supposed to do to show me that she was glad to be here today.
Well, it's been very powerful for the community to at least have that acknowledgement of their culture and literature and performance. Right, David?
Yeah, I think not only the community that's involved, but where I had the event that I was involved in, where three others have been, is up at the Northeast Branch Public Library. And, of course, that's probably the most diverse immigrant community in the area. So people from a lot of different communities, you know, the Vietnamese community, the Latinos, people from Nigeria and North Africa, and, of course, the Kurds, all those were present at that. So we got a lot of good feedback from different people that appreciated the fact that we're trying to bring these different communities to the attention of the rest of the populace.
And I think also, and Jose can probably speak to this more, but I think the word got out among different cultural ethnic communities that these events were being done, and then people began to actually talk to him about, can our group be involved in an event?
So it has a life beyond what the project initially started as?
Well, it should have a life beyond it. Yeah. And I was thinking about when Rhiannon did the Vietnamese event, she involved V-Tron in it. You know, we all, a lot of us know V-Tron. But his narrative was, I don't know, I'll let Rhiannon talk about it, but it was a really interesting opening, the way he kind of was able to take the music that he was engaged in, the stories that he was telling, present them, and then all of a sudden it opened up for him even more of a venue. I mean, he's revisiting these things and bringing them out right now.
Well, and through Vox Nara, I should say that Phuong Nguyen also, who is a professor and writer, educator, he's been on the show. In fact, he's slated to come on a little bit in a few months. So he was a part of Vox Nara's presentation.
I think that was probably the broadest program we had in terms of the contribution. We had somebody from Fort Leavenworth that came down and talked. Rhiannon, you go ahead and talk.
All right. This is Rhiannon again. I'm a little shy. I try to get everyone else to talk for me. Yes, I curated the Vietnamese celebration last spring and worked with the very talented V Tran, who's a local musician and equity actor. And he did a wonderful performance piece based upon his father's stories in the refugee camp after the Vietnam War. And I also, Fong Nguyen, who's a creative writer and assistant professor at Central Missouri State University, he shared a short story. And we had Lon DeLotte, who is an officer in the U.S. military, and his young son, Dan. Officer DeLotte shared a documentary that he had created, and it was about his own boat story coming over as a child. And his son shared an essay, an award-winning essay, I might add, his young son, how on the meaning of his name, Dan. And it was an officer who was on the ship, the U.S. military ship that saved Lon, he saved his father and their family on the boat.
Wow,
and
that's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, and then there was food provided by a local Vietnamese restaurant. It was just an incredible event.
And again, you have some upcoming events. There were one more event, right? Four?
We have four more events.
Okay. If you could give our listeners more information and contact information, where they can find this on a website. Is it posted on the Kansas City Public Library?
Yes, it is. They can go to the Kansas City Missouri Public Library website, and that's at kclibrary.org, and they can click on the event link and find out more information. The upcoming event is Saturday, June 14th at 2 p.m. It's on the Liberian community. And then the following three events, they're 2 months apart, right, Jose?
Right.
So the next one, June, August, October, December.
Well, technically, you should be able to go on the Rocket grant. And there should
and
be a blog of us, but unfortunately, all of us being writers, we somehow have not been able to do the writing, which has probably driven Julia Cole very mad. But
sorry, Julia Cole.
Yeah, really sorry.
Well, also, is that connected with the Writer's Place? I know many of you here are often regulars or members of the Writer's Place. Is that, will you find the project on the website there?
I don't think so, but I do know that we did the Harlem Renaissance Revisited over in conjunction with the Jazz Museum, and I think everyone that went to that would say that was a wonderful immersion into a culture. And we also did Lorca at the Writer's Place and Rumi, and so we've had several of these events where we celebrate the artists in a time period or in an environment, in their arts.
We just have a few minutes. I just want to ask each of you, how has this project affected you as a writer or you as an individual? I'm assuming that it has affected you somehow or maybe inspired your work. Yes, go ahead, Shane.
I'll say that when I met Sutram, her grandfather and I had so much in common. It's like we grew up together, but he grew up in Bhutan, and I grew up in the country. But we shared this story about how we would holler from mountaintop to mountain, hill to hill. And I felt so close to their agrarian culture and my childhood. I bonded almost immediately with him. And so that was a big high moment for me because the whole family was talented and just embraced me. And you felt the same way, didn't you, Michelle?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Very talented family. And I think that that's really the most important thing about programs like this is that you begin to see the people and see the people as individuals with names and faces. And it's not just a large group that you're looking at. And like Lon's story, the Vietnamese event, you know, I grew up during the Vietnam War. I remember the boat people. But now I have several faces and specific stories to put behind that. When I hear boat people now, it's so different from what I had in my childhood.
Well, to be honest with you, Maria, but this is David again, in case anybody's wondering. You know, I really didn't know anything about the Kurdish community when I got involved with ASHTI, so I know a heck of a lot about the Kurdish community now, and I was able to get their story out to a lot of other people that didn't know anything about it, but it also gave me a greater appreciation for the immigrant community, all the immigrant communities, and it shows me what sort of contribution they make to our society here, which I think is far greater than people often give credit for.
Judith, how about you?
Yes, one of the most interesting things that I discovered, first of all, the Raytown newspaper did an article on the event, and that drew other Arabic communities in Raytown
wow.
to this event.
Yes.
Anyway, one of the women from Palestine stood and explained why the veils and showed us how, demonstrated how to put the veils on and how to wear them and why they wore them. It was an extreme eye-opener for everybody in the room as to, it was a sense of pride with the women. It wasn't a subjugation. Very interesting.
Beautiful. And Brianna?
Well, I've just been very deeply moved by the refugee stories.
Wow. And Jose.
Well, I was going to say, I've been enjoying a lot of the events. I've gone to a lot of them. They've all had the similar kind of surprising turn. But really, I think the thing I get the most from them is community. We've had a lot of people that have come from different areas of the city to see the events. And in this last one we did this weekend, there was a guy that drove down from Topeka to come and see the event because he had spent a year in India many years ago, decades ago, and just had a fascination still. There were two other people that had just spent some time, like in the last year there for about a month. So I think it's that wanting, you know, having that curiosity fueled by this desire, no matter what the distance, I want to go see this again, even if it was a small taste of it. And we were able to give that to him. That was very exciting.
Excellent. Yes, sir.
If anyone's interested in further knowledge of the Persian community, they do celebrate quite a bit in Lawrence, especially around the New Year. And I recommend you look up the New Year celebration because it's really quite splendid and wonderful.
Terrific.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Well, absolutely. Well, I do want to thank you all for coming in tonight and sharing your stories. Much luck and congratulations on a program that seems like it's been needed for a very long time. So thank you, Michelle Pond, David Arnold Hughes, Sharon Iger, Jose Faust, Brandon Ross, and Judith Towles Roberts. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Blair, tell us who's on next week.
Well, next week we are expecting Patrick Alexander from the Urban Culture Project, and he's going to discuss next weekend's open studios that are in downtown Kansas City, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to it.
Great. I thank you so much for listening. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd on behalf of ArtSpeak Radio and Blair.
Hello. Goodbye.
We want to thank you for listening. Stay tuned for From Art to Microchip at following ArtSpeak Radio. Then we also have LA Theater Works at 8, Dr. Mike's Chamber Music at 9, and Vibes with Vals at 11. Thank you so much for listening.